Kites are good. Kites are fun, but they're also useful for high-performance sports like kite surfing, which became popular in the 90s. A relatively new sport uses those same heavy-duty kites for skiing and snowboarding. Expert kite skiers can shush at more than 50 miles per hour and jump dozens of feet in the air. The sport is picking up traction among thrill seekers and easygoing skiers alike. One of the top kite skiing spots in the East is tucked just west of the Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports from the fourth annual Tug Hill Kite Skiing Festival.
If the Tug Hill Plateau north of Syracuse has anything, it's snow and wind. Storms off Lake Ontario dump feet of powder onto rolling fields and big dairy barns. And it's no coincidence the Tug is home to the East's largest collection of wind turbines. Today, the wind's driving hard from the south, and Jan Brabaugh's psyched.
What's happening now, the wind is coming right down through this valley. You know, then there's trees above, and that's causing turbulent air, and it's really pumping up fast.
Brabaugh's directing traffic in a big orange dome tent with a propane heater. This is it, the main base camp for the Tug Hill Kite Skiing Festival. Brabaugh's a local outfitter and helps run this event that attracts a couple hundred people each year. He says kite skiing itself is pretty simple. You wear a harness attached by long lines to a high-performance kite that pulls you along. He says it's what you do with that kite that's so addicting.
I get out there and I just have that kite go up and down to develop power. And that's all you hear is the sound, you know, and then a little fluff of the powder going through. And then if I feel my kite line start to tighten up, then I can pop up, do a jump, and then come back down again. It's just so peaceful and tranquil.
But today the conditions are rough. In comes Carl Gesslein, a towering guy, and he's wide-eyed from a battle with the wind.
Yeah, I jumped 30 feet with the full D-power and I didn't pull in the bar.
Gesslein comes here every winter from Ithaca. He's been kite skiing for almost a decade, and he says you can't beat the rush.
When it's really windy and you jump really high, it's just like getting shot out of a cannon or something, and there's really nothing like it. And you can go out, if it's windy like this, and just ride for 8 hours straight.
This is what's driving the growing popularity of kite skiing. It can be extreme or mellow. And with advances in safety equipment, people of all ages are giving it a try. Jackie Pitts had downhill skied just 3 times in her life before switching over to kite skiing.
You can go as slow as you want or as fast as you want. You can jump if you want to get up in the air. You can stay on the ground if you want to.
6 carloads of snow kiters from Massachusetts arrive. One guy's videotaping everything.
My name is Jean Dunoyer.
How are we doing?
I'm one of the founding members of masskiting.com.
Dunoyer says for the 3rd straight year, his online group rents a big house here. They snow kite during the day and party at night.
You know, we're here for the steady wind, the powder snow, the camaraderie, the group feeling. It's a very tight group. It's like we're a family. We, you know, go to each other's birthday parties and stuff like that.
I follow the Massachusetts crew out to the parking lot where they're gearing up. It's snowing hard now.
We've been waiting all week and all night for this, so we got some good conditions. We got a good snowpack. It looks like we got some good winds.
Chris Haley's a bond trader from Boston. He straps a harness on top of his jacket and snow pants.
We watched some snowboarding videos last night, so everybody got fired up to try some new moves, and we'll see how we do, you know? Hopefully we all come back in one piece and have a lot of fun.
We hike up a rise through almost a foot of fresh powder. It's freezing with the temperatures in the teens. The snow's whipping sideways. Ron Heppenstall, a carpenter from Rutland, Massachusetts, is laying out his lines and pumping up his kite. It has inflatable ribbing because it's designed to float on water for kite surfing.
Right now the lines are hooked up and I'm just about ready to launch. The heart's pumping a little bit.
Heppenstall's a converted snowboarder, and it's his first trip to the Tug Hill.
Yeah, I can't call myself a snow kiter until I come to this event. So you get 2 things that are coming together. You already know how to snowboard. You love that. You add the wind factor, and it's just like twofold, that much better. You know, and you get to get away from the ski resorts. You get to get to places that are just serene. And too many crowds, just it can be a little too much.
Heppenstall takes in the wide expanse in front of us, just a hayfield donated by a local farmer. 12 kites are already in the air, neon specks swooping and bobbing in a landscape of total white. Then Heppenstall clips into his snowboard. He signals to his buddy to launch his kite.
Hey, Jean, pull me up.
Then he leans back and gains control of the kite.
Bring you the full power. I'm going to head off right through that way.
And just like that, shush, he's off. He slices down a hill. The kite juts and jags. Then it pulls him up a hill just as fast. He catches some air at the top. This is what makes kite skiing such a thrill and why it's taken off with backcountry skiers, too. You don't have to buy a lift ticket or slog up a peak. Zebulon Jacobs, a kite skiing instructor from New Hampshire, usually he summits Mount Washington in 8 hours, up and down. One time kite skiing, he did it in 2 hours.
Instead of walking the route and skiing uphill or downhill, the kite, and instead of hiking uphill at 2 miles per hour, you can kite uphill at 30.
There are kite skiing tournaments, races for speed, contests for tricks and jumps. 2009 kite skiing national champion Patrick Nadel came to last year's Tug Hill Festival. But here, there's no competition, just the interplay of natural forces and a lot of space. And that suits Zeb Jacob just fine.
Looking behind your shoulder and seeing the sun setting or the snowflakes are so, they're in a stellar crystal phase because it's so cold out, that just noticing maybe just noticing the little things within the big picture is nice.
By afternoon, the wind's really whipping. A lot of snow kiters call it quits. But tomorrow's another day on the Tug Hill, and with it, the promise of more snow and more wind. For Only a Game, I'm David Summerstein.
Kites are fun. Kites are fun. Kites are fun.
See my kite, it's fun. See my kite, it's green and white. Laughing in its distant flight. All that's between us is a little yellow string.
But we like each other more than anything. And we run along together through the field.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Mark Filippino. We had help this week from Kurt Conan at KPBS in San Diego, Julie Ferdino at WSHU in Connecticut, Steven Steigman at KCUR in Kansas City, the Baylor Sports Network from IMG College, and from the Boston area snowplow drivers. Thank you, lads. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view David Summerstein's kite skiing photos, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, listen to archived shows and stories, or learn more about our weekly music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from some of the nation's finest air traffic controllers as they guide the Only a Game staff jet so that it can get a closer look at the Only a Game towers all lit up in the official Only a Game colors.
That's beautiful. 200 heading, count 1950.
Power outage? Oh, man. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, supporting unconventional approaches to transform health and healthcare at rwjf.org/pioneer. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. This is NPR.